Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Today's last sermon in our February sermon series,
What a Friend We Have in Jesus. We've talked about how Jesus is the friend of the hurting. He's the one who brings healing into our lives. We shared how Jesus is the friend of the friendless. He's there for us when we feel lonely. Last week we talked about Jesus being the friend of sinners, who brings us exactly what we need, forgiveness of sins and eternal life. And finally, today, we focus on the fact that Jesus is the friend of children. Jesus invites them in our gospel lesson today. Let the little children come to me, for to such as these belong the kingdom of God. It's obvious to everyone who reads the gospels that Jesus is the friend of children. Jesus shows his love in how he treats children. I'm going to share with you three things about that today. Number one, Jesus values children. Number two, Jesus blesses children. And number three, Jesus teaches children. Number one, Jesus values children. Let the little children come to me. Jesus was doing his normal work of preaching and teaching, and people were bringing children up to him in order to bless him. Not just children. Luke specifically mentions that people brought babies, infants, up to Jesus so that he could bless them. Now, some of you might be thinking, babies, what good would that do? They can't understand what's going on. They don't know who Jesus is. They can't even say the name Jesus. Why should they be brought to Jesus? The disciples thought the same thing because they tried to send the parents and the children away. They probably thought something along the lines that Jesus, being the Messiah, was too busy and important to bother with children, and children can't really understand anyway. Surely Jesus has more important things to do than bless a bunch of kids. Jesus is indignant with the disciples. He's upset with them. He tells the disciples, let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Jesus values children. He thinks children, all children, are super important, and all children matter to him, and that children are capable of great things. Now that's the consistent teaching of the scriptures from the Old to the New Testament. The clear teaching about from the Bible about the children from the beginning can be summed up in three words. Kids are awesome. When God created human beings in Genesis 1, he said that we are created in his image. Each and every one of us bears the image of God Almighty. Then he commands Adam to go forth and multiply because babies are awesome and God loves babies. In Psalm 139, and he tells us that each one of us begins before we're born. Psalm 139, verse 13 says, you and I were created by the Lord. You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Each baby, each person, each one of us is literally knit together by God himself. We are his work of art, his own tiny masterpiece, uniquely and wonderfully made. Verse 14 says, I praise you because I am wonderfully made. Then, of course, we have Psalm 127, verse 3. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Children, according to the Bible, are one of the greatest blessings that God can give to people. That's why the birth of a child is always an occasion for rejoicing and celebration, not just among the parents, but for all the family, all people, all friends of that family. And it's time to rejoice and celebrate. God has done a miracle. He's brought another human being created in his image into this world. Now, we don't just celebrate it once, we celebrate it over and over again. We celebrate birthdays every year, and rightfully so, because each and every person is wonderful, made in God's image. Each and every person is uniquely and wonderfully made. Each and every person is a blessing from the Lord, and we don't want them to forget that. Jesus loves and values children. He means it when he says, let the little children come to me. And because Jesus loves children, he also blesses them. He took the children in his arms. Jesus blesses children. Number two, he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. Jesus loves children, so Jesus blesses them. That's what people do when you love them, right? If you love someone, you want to be a blessing in their life, not a curse. Mark describes it so well. He took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. Mark 10, verse 16.
Notice it starts again with the loving
touch of Jesus. We just can't go very far in the Gospels without Jesus touching someone in a loving and appropriate way. You can preach to a crowd, but you can only love people one at a time.
Jesus takes each child, each baby,
each toddler, each young child
into his arms and blesses them. He doesn't take them into his arms and curse them. If you love someone, you want to bless them, not curse their lives. God has no desire to curse us or curse our children.
He wants to bless us
with all the good things he wants to give to his children. To bless someone means to literally make their life better. We're called by God so that we might be blessed by him. He calls the little children to himself that they might receive his blessing. He calls us so that we might receive blessing in our lives. Now, Jesus continues to bless children in many different ways. God provides children
and all of us with both
physical and spiritual blessings. And the main way that God is going to bless
children is through his invention, the most brilliant invention maybe of all time, called the
family. And in every family, it starts with two parents. Each child, when it comes in the world, is given one set of parents, one mother and one father.
And their job is to protect, provide, and bless their children in the name of the Lord,
physically and spiritually. And they do that. Most parents do that. We just want to say thank you to all you parents out there who are doing such a good job of blessing your children in so many ways. I know not all
parents are perfect. There are no perfect parents and there are no perfect children. But I know your heart is full of love for your children and you want to bless their lives.
That's why we should honor our parents.
That's why the fourth commandment tells us, honor your father and your mother. Ephesians 6, verse 2. That it may go well with you and thou mayest live long on the earth.
First commandment with a promise.
If one or both of your parents brought you to church today, I just want to say how incredibly blessed you are.
You have parents who not only
bless you physically, but clothing and shoes and house and home and food and good things to drink, but they bless you spiritually as well.
If you're here today because
your parents,
when you were younger, brought you to church and Sunday
school,
I hope you realize how amazingly blessed you are, and I hope you honor your parents
for that.
Parents love their children and bless them
physically and
spiritually. Bring them to church and Sunday school. They teach them about God's
love. They show God's love and how it looks in their life. And they talked about the
Jesus, their best friend,
who gives them eternal salvation and eternal life in heaven forever.
Jesus is our best
friend who loves us, heals us, helps us, and blesses
us. What a friend we have in Jesus. Now, some of us who are
here today maybe didn't have the blessing of Christian parents when we were younger. And if that's your situation, I want to share with you that you also are
incredibly blessed because you do have a family and you do have a father.
Your father in heaven who loves you and provides for you
physically and spiritually, who gives you every good thing. He has made you a part of his family, giving you brothers and sisters
in Christ. And you do have a best friend in Jesus who loves you and heals you,
helps you, and blesses you. You'll not be missing out on God's blessings because God our Father
is good.
And his steadfast love endures forever. And he promises,
never will I leave you,
never will I forsake you. The Lord loves his children. He values his children. He blesses his children. Number three, Jesus teaches children. For the kingdom of God
belongs to such as these. Luke 18, verse 16. Jesus makes it plain and clear that children can have faith, even little babies.
He brings the babies to bless them, not just to be nice, but because he actually thinks it's going to make a difference in their lives. He even says, the kingdom of
God belongs to such as these.
The only way you can enter the kingdom of God is by faith in Jesus.
Therefore, children must be able to have faith.
Otherwise, they could never enter the kingdom of God.
But
that faith
needs to be nurtured. That faith needs to be strengthened. And that faith needs to grow.
All children need to grow physically and spiritually. Part of blessing someone is helping them grow in their life. The key to physical growth is not hard.
It's food, right? Physical food, fruits, vegetables, meat, milk, all the other good foods that God gives to us. All the
the four basic foods, fruits, vegetables, meat, ice cream. and all the other good foods that God
gives us to eat.
The key to spiritual growth is spiritual food, which is the word of God. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And what God wants parents and other adults to do is train children in God's word, right? Teach to them well. That's the words of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Teach your children well, right? Proverbs 22, verse 6.
Train a child in the way he should go,
and in the end he will not
depart from it.
The main job of
teaching God's word to children is, again, the parents. The parents are the ultimate
and most important teachers a child will ever have in their lives.
Parents, you are so valuable,
you are so important, and we
want to encourage and help you
in your work. Parents have such an important job. Thank you for all the good works you do on behalf of your children, but you don't have to do this alone. God calls pastors and DCEs and Sunday school teachers and youth leaders and other Christians to help teach the word of God to the next generation. We are to bless our children so that they continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we do that through the word of God.
Notice we're to teach and to train. Train a child. The training indicates that we are to be intentional about teaching, that we have
plans and goals, helping our children grow in the faith. That's why we have
something like confirmation to be a milestone to say, hey, this is where we're at. This is an appropriate level of Christian teaching for how old you are, right?
At different levels in Sunday school. We do things to help our children
grow, specific things to help them grow
in their knowledge of the word of God. And notice the word of encouragement God gives to parents and teachers and pastors and DCEs and Sunday school teachers and youth leaders. In the end, he will not depart from it. God's word is powerful. It does not return empty. It always achieves the purpose that God intends.
Ultimately, the one teaching our children is not fallible human beings, but the Holy Spirit himself, who is our instructor and our teacher, the perfect teacher, who always works through his word to create and strengthen faith. Which brings us to point number four. We are God's children through baptism.
Galatians 3:26-27.
You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
For all of you have been baptized
in Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. What the kids saying earlier is so true. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world.
The good news is that
God loves children, all children.
Even better news, what I like to call the betterer news, is that God loves everyone and wants us all to be his children. God offers all people the chance to be his children through baptism. The Bible says we're all sons of God.
Through faith in Christ Jesus, all of us who have been baptized into Christ have clothed ourselves with Christ. When we are baptized, we become members of God's family. And that family is not something that lasts for a few decades. It lasts forever. In baptism, God blesses his children with wonderful gifts. Let me just mention three of them. First, he makes us members of his family. Secondly, he forgives all our sins. Thirdly,
because he forgives all our sins, we get to live with him forever in heaven. Oh, and there's a fourth blessing as well.
He gives us the Holy Spirit to always be with us, to guide us, to counsel us, to comfort us, to encourage us, and to teach us.
There's more benefits than that. That's the ones
I can think of. Summing it all up,
Jesus is our best friend, and Jesus is the friend of
children.
He values children, blesses children, and teaches children. And through Jesus
and through his gift of baptism, we ourselves become children
of God with the same benefits that children have. We have a loving Father in heaven.
We have the powerful Spirit of God who's living inside of us and teaching us.
And we have a best friend, and his name is Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. And the peace of God which passes all understanding,
guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.